أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Still on our thematic tafsir, and we've been talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam, his story in Al-Quran. And because it's a thematic tafsir that we're doing, I've mentioned in some of the previous lessons that we are looking at all the verses of Al-Quran that is called the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, regardless of in which surah they are or when those verses were revealed. Because we want to see the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam as a one single unit and then see what is it that we're supposed to learn from that. Yesterday, we discussed, I think the last thing we discussed was it, verse 79 of Surah Al-An'am, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِي لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Now we go beyond that. We look at verse 80 in An'am, verse 81, 82, up to verse 161 of Surah Al-An'am, I guess. Up to verse 161 of Surah Al-An'am, where Allah said, إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ دِينًا قِيَمًا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say, as for me, surely my Lord has guided me to the exact straight path, the ever true faith, the creed of Abraham, the upright, and he was not of the polytheists. In Surah Al-An'am, verse 161. And we remember that this was a conclusion that Allah drew from the argument that took place between Ibrahim alayhi salam and his people, which was a story and narration given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that he would take a cue from that when his people of Makkah were arguing with him, and Jewish people and the Christians in Medina were also arguing with him about Ibrahim alayhi salam. So at the end of Ibrahim's argument, it was الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and did not pollute their faith with associating partners with Allah, to them belongs peace, and those are the guided ones. That is the conclusion of the argument between Ibrahim and his people. And because this is a narration to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on how to take a cue from Ibrahim, then there has to be a conclusion for that argument as well, because Ibrahim's argument was an argument within an argument. It was an argument between him and his people within the argument of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his people. So the conclusion of the Prophet Muhammad's argument is, إِنَّنِي قُلْ إِنَّنِي O Prophet, say unto them, tell them, إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي, my Lord has guided me for sure, إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, to the exact straight path, دِينًا قِيَمًا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا, the creed of Abraham the upright, وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and he wasn't one of the polytheists. And therefore, I am not one of the polytheists. And it follows that if you know within yourself that you are polytheist, or you have anything that has to do with polytheism, and you claim to be the followers of Ibrahim, then you know that that is not true. You are not actually followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Look at this example. And that is the next verse. In Surah At-Tawbah, verse 17, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ أَلَمْ يَأْتِهِمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَعَادٍ وَثَمُودَ وَقَوْمِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَأَصْحَابِ مَدْيَنَ وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَاتِ أَتَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنْفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Have they not had the news of their predecessors, of the people of Noah, Ad and Thamud, and the people of Abraham, and of the dwellers of Midian, and of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, which were overthrown? There had come to them their messengers of God with clear proof, but they denied them and suffered the consequences thereof. So it was not Allah who dealt with them unjustly, but they did injustice to themselves. This is an example Allah given, right, of the prophets that came before them and their people. Look at what happened between Nuh alayhi salam and his people. He preached unto his people for 950 years. 1,000 years minus 50. That is how much it took him to preach to his people. And only a few of them believed in him. A vast majority did not. What happened at the end? Arsalna alayhim al-tufan. Allah sent unto them a flood that everyone died. Right? And that is the end of everyone who denied prophets, even though they bring about proof of the fact that they are actually prophets from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nuh was just one of them. And look at Ad, Thamud, and look at Qawm Ibrahim, the people of Abraham. Look at the people of Abraham, what happened to them. Canaan, Nimrud, the son of Canaan, the one that even made an attempt to throw Ibrahim into fire. When Allah said, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ فَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ. Right? Look at what happened there. Right? So, yes, there are examples of this, people, for you to see. And the thing is that if Allah gives you an example with some people for you to see what happens so that you take heed and you refuse, then Allah will make you an example to others. You either look at others as an example and then do the right thing, or else Allah will turn you into an example that others will see. Right? So look at the examples of Samud, Qawm Ibrahim, people of Abraham, Ashabu Madian. Madian is a city that has a lot of history, and it's mentioned in Quran in several places. Shu'aib was from there, his people were there. So Musa alayhi salam, when he ran off from Fir'aun, he ended up in Madian together with Shu'aib alayhi salam. Right? And وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِّنَ الْبَدْوِ. That Allah said in Surah Yusuf, when Yusuf alayhi salam was talking to his people, his parents and his siblings, that Allah, my Lord, brought you from the village. According to some of us, they said he was referring to Madian, this same city. So look at the people of Madian, what you have done to them when they refused our prophets. Look at Mu'tazikat, the name of another set of people. What happened? أَتَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. All these people received their messengers who came with clear proof. فَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ. Allah was not unjust to them. What is the meaning of this? What was Allah referring to when he said he wasn't unjust to them? So these people, their prophets came unto them with clear proof, but decided to turn them down, decided to deny them, we all finish them, all of them. And we did not finish them unjustly. Allah was very just kill them. They were the ones who were unjust to themselves. And then we go to Surah At-Tawbah as well, verse 71, which says, ما كان للنبي والذين آمنوا أن يستغفروا للمشركين ولو كانوا أولي قربى من بعد ما تبين لهم أنهم أصحاب الجحيم. This verse is actually not talking about Ibrahim عليه السلام, even though our subject matter of our lectures is Ibrahim عليه السلام, but this particular one is not talking about Ibrahim عليه السلام, but the next one is talking about Ibrahim. So why are we bringing this into the discussion? Because this verse set a context for the verse that is following. What the verse is saying is, it is not proper for the prophet and those who believe that they should pray for protection for the polytheists who have died without repentance, even if they be there at their treatment after it has become clear to them that they are the followers of the flaming fire. They are enemies of Allah. مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. There are a number of opinions about the historical context as a result of which this Quranic verse was revealed. Some of us don't talk about what happened between Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and some Sahaba. There was a day that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving sermon, and he was very passionate about it. He was talking on top of his voice sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the Sahaba started asking him questions. According to the hadith narrated from Umar ibn al-Khattab, it took the Prophet about 2 days talking to them. They would just go to pray, come back, and he would keep talking. And they go to pray, come back, and he continued to talk. And he said, you would not ask me about anything in the past or in the future while I'm sitting here, except that I'm giving you an answer to that. Anything, just anything you want to ask, just ask me. I'll give you an answer to that. And they kept asking questions, to the extent that they were asking questions that were considered against the adab. You would notice that in Quran, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَشْيَاءٍ تُبْدَ لَكُمْ تَسُؤْكُمْ. That verse is also related to it, based on the historical context about which the verses were revealed. So some of them ask him, O Prophet, who is my father? And it was narrated that it was Abdullah ibn Abi Huzar. He was the one who asked, who was my father? And there was doubt about who his biological father was. Right? There were these people who was saying that he wasn't actually the son of his father, because they were accusing his mother of cheating on his father. And this man is very popular. It's Abdullah ibn Huzafa. And Abdullah ibn Huzafa is the Sahabi that married Hafsa, the daughter of Umar ibn al-Khattab, and divorced her, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Halidah. And he was as well the Sahabi that was sent with the letter of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Kisra and Shirwan, the king of Persia. He was also the one in the story of Umar ibn al-Khattab in the 19th year of after Hijrah that Umar ibn al-Khattab sent him to Rome of that time. A very long story. So he asked the Prophet, who was my father? And then the Prophet said, Abu Ka Huzafa. That Huzafa is your father. The person that people think is not your father, he's actually your father. And then another person asked, your Prophet, where is my father? His father died some time ago. He asked, where is my father right now? He said, Abu Ka Dinar. That is, your father is in the hellfire right now. Throw him there. And it comes in a different riwayah that the Prophet said, Abi wa abuka finnar. My father and your father were all in nar. Not again. Right. And this hadith, this particular hadith, brought about a lot of confusion. A lot of confusion. To the extent that some scholars were saying that this is what is known as a riwayah to the ma'na. That the hadith was narrated with its meaning, not with its wording, as they came directly from Prophet Muhammad. That is not what actually the Prophet said. Because if you look at the other riwayat that are supporting this riwayat, they might mean that he's talking about his kinsmen, which include Abi Lahab, because Abi Lahab was actually his uncle. And uncles are referred to in Quran as fathers. وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِيَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Who is talking? Yusuf alayhi salam. And Ibrahim was not his father. He was his grandfather. آبَائِيَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ. Who was Ishaq? Ishaq was also his grandfather. وَيَعْقُوبُ, that is his father. So in this Quranic sense, father, uncle, grandfather were all referred to as fathers. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't talking about his biological father, he was talking about his uncle, Abi Lahab. And he was in Nar because he got the promise right from this life, تَبَّتِدَ أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبْ فَأَغْنَ عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبٍ وَامْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ فِي جِيدِهَا حَبْلٌ مِّن مَّسَدٍ. He got that promise, so he is in the hellfire. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was inclined to seek for forgiveness to his fathers who did not become Muslims. And he started seeking for forgiveness for his father. And it is natural that this Sahabi also will want to seek for forgiveness for his father. And then Allah revealed this verse. The first one saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَشْيَاءَ إِنْ تُبْدَ لَكُمْ تَسُؤْكُمْ وَإِنْ تَسْأَلُوا عَنَّا حِينَ يُنَزَّلُ الْقُرْآنُ تُبْدَ لَكُمْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهَا. Oh, you who believe, do not ask about things that will really make you feel very bad. And if you ask when the Quran is being revealed, those things are going to be told to you. They're going to hear those things that you're not going to be happy with. Allah is going to explain things to you. So, you don't ask things if you know that the answers are not going to please you. Right? وَإِنْ تَسْأَلُوا عَنَّا هِنَا يَنَزَّلُ الْقُرْآنُ تُبْدَ لَكُمْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنَّا. Even though Allah will forgive you for asking, but hey, if you ask, Allah is going to give you the answer. And you might not like it. And then also Allah reveals this, مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ. Prophet of Allah and those who believe in Allah should not be seeking for forgiveness for polytheists, those who associate fatness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى. And that is regardless of whether those people are actually their kinsmen, their relatives. It doesn't matter. The greatest relationship you should have in this life is your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not your relationship with your kinsmen. It's not your relationship with the people with whom you have biological or blood ties. It's with Allah. And if your relationship with someone is backed up by your relationship with Allah, then it becomes stronger. If it is not backed up by your relationship with Allah, then it doesn't matter. So regardless of whether those people are actually their kinsmen, وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. After it is made clear to them that these people are dwellers of hellfire. They can't do that. Maybe you have been seeking for forgiveness for them before you know this. And you're right for doing that. But after you know this, no, you can't. No, you can't keep doing that. And then the next verse, which is related to Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is our subject matter. وما كان استغفار إبراهيم لأبيه إلا عن موعدة وعدها إياه، فلما تبين له أنه عدو لله تبرأ منه. إن إبراهيم لأواه حليم. Allah said that a prophet and believer should not do this, but it's natural for us to ask for Allah. We have seen in Surah Maryam that Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying to his father, when his father said, أَرَاغِبٌ عَنْكَ أَنْ آلِهَةِ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيًّا قَالَ سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِي حَفِيًّا. He said, oh, Ibrahim, so now you detest our God? أَرَاغِبٌ عَنْتَ مَالِيَةِ. You detest my God and my father? فَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ. You better stop it or else I'll get you stoned. You better stop it or else I'll get you stoned. وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيَّةِ. And I need you to give me a break right now. Give me a break. Go away. I don't want you right now around me. Just go away. What was the response of Ibrahim alayhi salam? He said, سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِحَفِيظٍ. I'm going to seek for Allah's forgiveness for you. I'm going to seek for Allah's forgiveness for you. That was Ibrahim's response. And Allah said a prophet should not do this. A believer should not do this. And Ibrahim is even promising his father to do this. So Allah knows that probably some of us might bring this up as an argument. Allah, you said we shouldn't do this. You said our prophet shouldn't do this. But look at Ibrahim doing this. And you told us this. And then Allah said, the reason that happened, إِلَّا أَمْ مُعَيْدَةٍ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّهِ. He had promised him before he knows that he was an enemy of Allah. Ibrahim was in his beginning, the beginning of him having a relationship with Allah. So he didn't know. So he promised his father that, oh father, look, I'm going to seek for Allah's forgiveness. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ عَدُوٌّ لِلَّهِ تَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُ. But the moment he realized that this guy is an enemy of Allah, what did he do? He said, okay, me and you, that's it. We are done. We are done. As far as our relationship is concerned, we are done. You are an enemy of Allah. I can't do this anymore. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ عَدُوٌّ لِلَّهِ تَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُ. إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَأَوَّاهُ الْحَلِيمُ. Because Abraham was, as a matter of fact, soft of heart, very soft-hearted person and forbearing. That's why he appeared with his father that much, alayhi salatu wasalam. Alright? So yes, Ibrahim realized that his father is an enemy of Allah and he cut all ties, all relationships. I can't keep relating with someone who is like this. Right. And the next verse is in Surah Hud, which is verse 69 in Surah Hud, which says, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى قَالُوا سَلَامًا قَالَ سَلَامًا فَمَا لَبِثَ إِنْ جَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ حَنِيدٍ. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And certainly our messengers came to Abraham with good tidings. They said, we give you peace. We say peace be unto you too, always. And he lost no time in bringing them a roasted calf. Ibrahim received some guests that came to him in form of human beings. And because of his character of receiving guests very well and honoring them, he went and slaughtered a calf and roasted it and brought it to them so that you have a speech. And this is in the character of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He's well known for doing that. فَلَمَّا رَأَى أَيْدِيَهُمْ لَا تَصِلُ إِلَيْهِ نَكِرَهُمْ وَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفًا قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّا أُرْسِلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ لُوطٍ. But when he saw that their hands did not extend to that meal, he considered it strange on their part and apprehended evil from them. They said, have no fear, for we have been sent to the people of Lot. He brought to them a very nice, very delicious food, a roast of chow. They are supposed to just start devouring that and eating, because they seem to be guests coming from somewhere far, and naturally they should be hungry. But Ibrahim alayhi salam noticed that they were not eating. Their hands weren't reaching into the food. And he was apprehended. Didn't know what was going on. He got scared. When they noticed that, they told him that, look, Ibrahim alayhi salam, don't panic. We are not human beings. We are angels sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come and destroy the people of Lot. But we pass by just to say salam unto you and tell you about our mission. It's just like Allah being the king of all kings, subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending some emissary to your land as a governor of that land. Ibrahim alayhi salam was the leader of that land. But Allah sent these people to come and destroy a local authority, a local government. But they need to pass through the governor and tell him that, look, we are here with this mission in your land and we need to come and notify you that we are here for this mission. So they came on to Ibrahim, they said, okay, we are human beings. We just came here to say salam to you and to let you know that we are here for a mission in a small local community under your region, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And his wife, being a wife of a prophet who believed in that prophet, and being among the people that were mentioned as the chosen, like when Allah says, "Inna Allah astafa Adam wa Nuhan wa ala Ibrahim," Allah has chosen the family of Ibrahim, and she is one of those who believed in Ibrahim. Immediately she had to overhear the conversation between her husband and these people. She knows that yes, it's true. Yes, it's true. Yes, it is a sign. I hated those people who are committing the acts of the people of Lot. I hated them, and I love to hear this conversation that some people are coming to destroy them. She was very happy about it. She just overheard the conversation. وَمْرَاتُهُ قَائِمَةٌ فَضَحِكَتْ. And his wife was standing nearby, and she too was inspired with hope. She laughed in amusement. She was so happy that this is happening to these bad people. And that is a very natural tendency of good people. You hate sin, even if you're not the one committing. In fact, even if you are the one committing sin, you still hate it. You hate it when someone else is committing the sin. وَرَّعَ مُنْكُمْ مُنْكَرٍ فَلْيُغَيِّرُهُ بِيَدِهِ أَمَنْ لَمْ يَصْطَبِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهُ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَصْطَبِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. Anyone from amongst you who sees sin being committed, you should try to stop it with your hand. If you can, then you should stop it with your tongue, talk about it, say something. When you see something, say something. When you are afraid that something bad might happen to you, for the elderly, at least you should hate it in your heart. And that is, even if you are the one committing the sin, you still hate the sin. And that is a sign of being mu'min. That is a sign of being a good person. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, أحب الصالحين ولست منهم لعلي أن أنال بهم شفاعة وأكره من بضاعته المعاصي وإن كنا سواء في البضاعة. I love good people even if I'm not one of them. And I hate sinners even though we have the same properties and characters with them. We have some properties in common. I still don't like them. I don't like what they do. It's a sign of being mu'min. So his wife overheard the conversation that these people are coming to destroy the people of Lot who are committing that bad act that Allah described in another verse, أَتَأْتُونَ الْبِقُرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ وَتَسْتُرُكُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ. that you would come over to man. Why would you do this? Why would you be turned on by just seeing another man? Why? That is not an instinctive thing. It's not, you are not acting based on instinct. How can you do this? And they insisted on doing that. Nabiullah Lut alayhi salam was preaching. Actually, Nabiullah Lut was like a disciple of Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Allah was sending him to the people of Lot, he wasn't even sent directly. Allah sent him to Ibrahim. Allah commanded Ibrahim to tell Lut alayhi salam to go to those people and preach to them. So he was like a disciple to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Allah made him a prophet and sent him there to Ibrahim alayhi salam. So yes, his wife laughed, and because of that, because of the happiness she shows in being in the same camp, in the same team with Ibrahim and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we gave her a glad tidings. Those angels told her, you know what? We have a message for you actually. What is the message? You see that you're an old lady, you have already entered into this prayer that you're not going to have any child. That's not true. They're going to have a child and his name is going to be Jacob. And Jacob is going to have a son, his name is going to be Yaqub. They are going to have Isaac, and Isaac is going to have Jacob. And Jacob, Allah kept mentioning Jacob. Anywhere he mentions Ibrahim, he would mention Jacob. Even though Yaqub is not his son, it's his grandson, but Allah kept mentioning him is because, reason is because all the prophets that came to Bani Israel, and there are hundreds of thousands of them, and they were grandchildren of Ibrahim al-Asbab, they actually came through Yaqub, Jacob. That is why Allah kept mentioning him attached to the name of Ibrahim. Anyway, Ibrahim is this cause. So they promised her, they gave her the glad tidings, that look, we have a good news for you. وَبَشَّرْنَهَا بِإِسْحَاقِ We gave her a glad tidings that you're going to have a son named Ishaq, Isaac. وَمِنْ وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبُ And you are also going to have a grandchild named Yaqub. Because you show happiness with the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَتْ يَا وَيْلَتَا That was the next verse, verse 72 in Surah Hud. قَالَتْ يَا وَيْلَتَا He says, Oh wonder for me, blinding, يَا وَيْلَتَا أَأَلِدُ وَأَنَا عَجُوزٌ How would it be possible that I will have a child while I am a very old woman? وَهَذَا بَعْلِي شَيْخٌ And look at my husband, very old man as well. إِنَّ هَذَا لَشِيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ This is really a wonderful thing indeed. Wonderful and strange at the same time. That is what Ajib means. It's not just strange, but also wonderful that I'm going to have a child. She was surprised and she was excited. She definitely wanted to have a child, but she doesn't think that that was possible. But she knows that these are angels talking. So there's definitely no surprise. قَالُوا أَتَعْجَبِينَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتِهُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ إِنَّهُ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ They said, Do you marvel at the decree of Allah? Are you surprised that Allah said He's going to give you a child even though you are an old lady and your husband is also an old man? Members of this house, that was the house of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the mercy of Allah and His blessings are upon you, that you are a special kind of people. Inna Allah sakhara Adama wa Nuhan wa ala Ibrahim. Allah has chosen you people, you are chosen people. Allah has cast His blessings on you. I say you are chosen people and Allah will do whatever He wishes. أتعجبين من أمر الله رحمة الله وبركاته وعليكم أهل البيت إنه حميد Majid, Allah is the Lord of all praises, owner of all glory. And he decided to give part of that to you. No one can stop it. No one at all. فَلَمَّا ذَهَبَ عَنْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الرَّوْعُ وَجَاءَتْهُ الْبُشْرَى يُجَادِلُنَا فِي قَوْمِهِ. And when Om departed from Abraham and the good tidings came unto him, he started pleading with us for the people of Lot. Now he's no longer afraid. He knows who they are. He established their real identity. These people are angels. Okay, he's comfortable with that right now. And then he was excited about the glad tidings given to his wife, and the excitement was no longer there. Now he was back to his senses. Okay, now he wanted to go back to the first issue that brought them to him, the issue of the people of Lot, alayhi salam. Ibrahim was a very good man, very kind-hearted person. Yujadiluna fi qawmi Lut. Allah said, he started arguing with us about the people of Lot. When you read the Tafsir books, Tabari, for example, and Ibn Kathir, they all talk about what is the content of the argument that Ibrahim wrote about against this angel for going to destroy and demolish the place of the people of Lot community. The argument was this. He said to them, okay, I'm going to destroy this. Okay, yes, okay. Are you going to destroy a community in which there are 300 Mu'min believers? Are you going to do that? Are you going to destroy a community that has 300 believers? The angel said, no, we can't do that. He said, okay, what about 200? They said, no, we can't do that. Okay, what about 50? They said, no, we can't do that. What about 10? So not even 10. Okay, what about a single woman? Someone who is truly a woman and he's in that community. Are you going to destroy that community? They said, no, we can't destroy any community that has even a single woman. And then he brought his argument, قَالَ إِنَّ فِيهَا لُوطًا. That is Lut alayhi salam in that community. Are you going to destroy the place? Lut alayhi salam is not just a woman, but he is actually a prophet of Allah. Are you going to do that? And that is what Amma refers to as فَلَمَّا ذَهَبَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الرَّوْعُ وَجَاءَتِ الْبُشْرَى يُجَادِلُنَا فِي قَوْمِ لُوطٍ. When the all departed from Abraham and the good tidings came to him and he was over the excitement, he started arguing about the people of Lot. He didn't want that community to be destroyed, even though those people were really bad people. Right? Why was he doing that? Allah gave us the answer. Because he knows we are going to contemplate. Why would Ibrahim be arguing with Allah about this? And Allah gave us the answer. إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَحَلِيمٌ أَوَّاهُ مُؤْمِنٌ. إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَحَلِيمٌ أَوَّاهُ مُؤْمِنٌ. Surely Abraham was gentle, tender-hearted, and after returning to Allah. He wants to return everything to Allah, and he's tender-hearted person, very kind-hearted. He doesn't want any harm to befall anyone, especially if that person is a mu'min. So he doesn't want any harm to befall Lut alayhi salam, because he was the one that sent him there. He sent Lut to that community to go and preach. And now the messengers of Allah are coming to destroy that community. Why would he be happy if that happened? Not going to be happy. So no, he can't do that. Yes. But Allah said, Ya Ibrahim, أعرض عن هذا. إنه قد جاء أمر ربك وإنهم آتيهم عذاب غير مردود. Therefore we said to him, Abraham, turn away from this. Turn away from pleading now. For your Lord commanders decidedly come. They are certainly going to receive a punishment that cannot be avoided. No way. The punishment has befallen them and they can't escape it. Your pleading will not stop Allah from punishing these people. They are going to receive the punishment whether they like it or not. And whether you like to defy him or not, you will still receive our punishment. And we will see next week, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell Ibrahim how he will make the people of Lut suffer the consequences of their action, and make Lut alayhi salam escape, even though his wife cannot escape, because his wife supported the act of his people. She actually helped them to arrange when some new people are coming, some new men are coming. So his wife and his son will be part of the people that will perish. And just the same way that it happened to the wife of Lut and Nuh alayhi salam. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا امْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَامْرَأَةَ لُوطٍ كَانَتَا تَحْتَ عَبْدَيْنِ صَالِحَيْنِ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا فَخَانَتَاهُمَا وَلَمْ يُغْنِيَا عَنْهُمَا مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَقِيلَ ادْخُلَا النَّارَ مَعَ الدَّاخِلِينَ. They were together with very righteous people, but it cheated on them, and their companionship with these good people was of no benefit to them, was of no utility to them whatsoever. And who will tell them, أُدْخُلَ النَّارَ مَعَ الدَّاخِلِينَ, get into hellfire together with those who get into it, and they are not going to have any benefit from that. So we are going to stop here, inshallah, and we answer a couple of questions, and then we close with prayer and meet next week, inshallah. First question from you. No question? Okay, I'll let you blow up. So no question, which means you all understand everything that we discussed, alhamdulillah. I wish it is my university class. In my university class, if students tell me no question, then I will say, I have a question for you then. But this is a mosque, it's not my university class. Allahumma adina fi man hadayt, tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa barik lana fi ma a'tayt, waqina wa sirfanna bi rahmatika sharra ma qadayta fa innaka tadbi bil haqqi wa la ijza alayt. إنه لا يعز من عاديت ولا يذل من واليت تبارك ربنا وتعالى. اللهم اغفر لنا من خشيتك ما تهون به بيننا وبين معاصيك, ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا, واجعله الوارث منا, واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا, وانصرنا على من عادانا, ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرا, ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا زك نفوسنا وأزكها تقواها, أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ربنا زك نفوسنا وأزكها تقواها, أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ربنا زك نفوسنا وأزكها تقواها, أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل, يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر, ويحل لهم الطيبات, ويحرم عليهم الخبائث, ويضع عنهم وصرهم الأغلال الذي كانت عليهم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين, والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.